This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More to say in the next segment. We'll have the baton to her. A Counterspin Media in New Zealand. Great reporters that have broken so much news. Went to Russia to cover what's really happening. CounterspinMedia.com. And Kelvin Alp is our guest. Kelvin, what do you make of NATO saying we're going to send troops, which we know are already there, to fight the Russians on one hand, and then rebukes by the State Department, the Pentagon, NATO, U.S. senators saying, no, we're about to go to reconstruction. What do you think the truth is there, or we don't know yet?
I think, in all honesty, they realize the war is lost. I mean, we know there's Russian advances just daily. I mean, 70 kilometers sometimes in a day moving forward. They could quite easily, if they just did a blitzkrieg, take Kiev very, very fast. But they're not interested in that. What they're interested in doing is reclaiming what Russia believes is their land that has been taken, because this goes back, as you know, to 2014 when it first all started. And, of course, yes, there has been biolabs found in there, U.S.-funded. There's been there's a myriad of things that are coming out that NATO know damn well about. They're just not telling anyone. And that's why they're doing a bob each way. They've got a bob each way, so no matter which decision they make going into the future, they're going to be right. But I can tell you now, they will not long go to war, because they will absolutely get trunched. A lot of the world is joining together behind the scenes. They are going to push back against them should that happen, and I wouldn't like to be on the receiving end. Of that if I was the globalist. In fact,
there's no doubt the globalists have lost in Ukraine. I'm concerned about a false flag. And so once he's already shot missiles repeatedly into Poland and tried to say Russia did it, got caught doing it because the Polish military shot down the missiles and got the tail numbers, so they never fully detonated. So they got the tail numbers. They were Ukrainian missiles. I'm really concerned about false flags.
That is something I think it's even over here. Because one of the things that was mentioned, I think, by one of the dignitaries was, as you said before, when the globalists are in the death throes, that's when they're at their most dangerous for striking out and causing a whole lot of problems. And they said they have to ensure that the final death throes do not drag us all into a nuclear abyss. And there was serious concerns being expressed about that, including false flags to gain sympathy from other players in order to come aboard that we've seen time and time before.
So NATO's lost, so they either double down and invade, go to full war with Russia, or they stage a false flag to get more funding to Ukraine, but they know the men are all dead, so that won't work. Right now, we're in that flux point.
Yes. Yeah, and I would... An educated guess of mine would be that NATO is not going to war with Russia. I think that is not going to happen. The power on this side of that equation that the media doesn't talk about is far superior to what's on that side, hands down.
Plus, there's nuclear weapons. All right. Thank you so much, Kelvin Alp. Great job with all your work on the poison shots. Do you think humanity's winning right now?
I think after what I saw, when you've got enemy countries sitting beside each other and actually getting on, you've got all types of faiths and religions talking about a common a theme of humanity over everything else. It actually was so beautiful to see. And I honestly believe that once which we are doing now, like with yourself and us, we are killing legacy media, and the truth is finally coming out, and people are seeing this new...
there's no doubt the system has totally collapsed. And so you went to a big international conference in Russia, and you heard about Team Humanity. All right, very impressive.
That was basically the foundation push.
All right, Kelvin Alp, thank you so much. CounterspinMedia.com. We'll talk to you soon. All right, Kate Daly's about to take over. I got a couple more stories I want to hit here. We got some really crazy news. And then Owen Schroyer in 56 minutes takes over with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show, stations across the country. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Please stay with us. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. If you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we are back live. Final segment I'm doing. Kate Daly is about to take over. Owen Schroyer in 54 minutes with the War Room. Listen, you're not going to get information like this anywhere else. The system hates us because they know we've got the light in the dark that will defeat them. All right, so I want to thank you all for your previous support, but we're at such a crucial crossroads. Just 24 hours ago, NATO was saying, and getting the public ready for, we're getting ready to publicly fight Russia. In 24 hours, the Pentagon, the State Department, the Senate, leaders of NATO come out and said, no, we're not. We want a peace deal. Now, that doesn't mean the peace deal's done, but it means they took us right to the edge, these crazy people, because that's nuclear war, folks, and they backed off. So it's so important what we're all doing here together. Thank you for your support. Plus, you need the products we've got. So less than 1% of the huge audience we have ever goes to InfoWarsStore.com and gets a book, a film, a T-shirt, a great supplement, water filtration, you name it. I'm asking you to support us. We're not backing down. We're fighting for ourselves, and we're fighting for you. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com, where right now we've got Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's the strongest turmeric concentrate out there and does incredible things to your whole body. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We've got Nitric Boost that Judy Mikovits, the doctor, has said totally cleans out your blood. She's not a sponsor. She's not involved in it. She got it and saw it and thought it worked great. It's got known compounds that clean out your blood. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Then we have 10-hour clean energy, strong, without the letdown. Turbo Force is 10 hours of clean energy. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then we also have DrJonesNaturals.com, our great sponsor, my dad's company. All the silver products that aren't available at InfoWars Store that were bestsellers. The wound gel, the immune gargle, the super blue with the nano silver, with the iodine, with the tea tree, with everything. It's all at DrJonesNaturals.com. With over, I just mentioned four products, 10 other products, amazing supplements. So peruse the whole site. There's more than that. This stuff we used to sell is only available there at DrJonesNaturals.com. And you get great products and you love them and you order them again. So my main goal is to get people that have never tried a product to go try it. Is everybody, like, having like an 80%+ reorder? Nobody has that. These products work. I'm asking all of you out there, what do you want us to do? We're fighting for you. We're fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for our future. Go to DrJonesNaturals.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get these great products and take them and see what they do. You're supporting my broadcast, doing a great job. You can't lose, and you're going to love it because they're real products. They're amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com is right there on screen for radio listeners. Not, you don't spell it doctor, just DrJonesNaturals.com. And I want you to get a Team Humanity shirt. I want you to get our new Gadsden flag, red, white, and blue shirt. They're all there. InfoWarsStore.com. It takes money to fight a war. These are great products. The only way we lose if you don't take action. You're crazy if you don't. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 for InfoWars or DrJonesNichols.com. Syndicated talk show host, an amazing lady with always powerful guests. Kate Daly takes over now.
Thank you, Alex. So appreciate you. And by the way, those the teeth products are amazing. In fact, what you put into your teeth and all the fluoride talk and everything else that's going on right now should be a big lesson for us. And what we put in our mouths dictates a lot of health, a lot of health issues that we have. I want to talk about a pretty mixed bag of things today, random things, insights, things I've learned that hopefully will help everyone. And first off, I want to talk or at least address the breaking pathetic news of the day, which just cracks me up, actually. Longtime Republican leader Senator Mitch McConnell announced today he'll step away from leadership this November. Wow, this and Rothschild's dead all in the same week? Can a patriot dream? Anyway, McConnell's Freedom Index score is a pathetic 57. 57. Yeah, that's worse than a lot of lefties out there. Kind of amazing that he stayed in for so long since 1985. Often referred to staying on script, right? When Trump would go off script, he would say how horrible that was. We got to get him back on script. This guy is the guy that was probably shoved into lockers in middle school. Yeah, he's got that face. But it's amazing to me that this is what he said upon leaving. One of life's most unappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter. So I stand before you today to say this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate. Is he actually going to resign? Because that would be the underappreciated talent. And since 1985, and then, of course, the headline. The headline was McConnell to step down was last bulwark against MAGA. Well, that's a lie, but okay, I guess we're, you know, this headline is has probably reached you by now, and you probably can't stop laughing, because it's not true. It's absolutely not true. Do you feel like we're being pushed to the right for all the wrong reasons? Do you feel like, because, you know, in Obama's term, they pushed us to the left for all the wrong reasons. This guy can't even complete a sentence. This guy can't even answer when asked simple questions. About running for office or about what he's accomplished, because he's not there in the head. And for some reason, this guy was allowed to stay in. Did he ever do one single thing that ever amounted to anything that restored any liberty whatsoever? No. Can you imagine being in a power position and you have not done one thing to save this country? Not one thing to restore liberty in your whole cotton picking career? Since 1985. I was in high school in 1985. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So why would anyone run for office if you know it's fixed? You must ask that question. Do you feel like the media is gaming us on the right-left game? Yes. And if the right-left game is being played out in every headline like today, what you should be asking is if the presidential race actually mattered, we probably never hear a word about it. It's the truth. It doesn't matter who sits in the office of the presidency. What matters is who controls the presidency on both sides of the aisle. And until we finally get it, that our side is just as corrupt as the leftists, just in a different way, they always play the martyr, then we're never going to save this country. Federally, it's gone. There's not a doubt in my mind. After doing this for 13 years, and I'm sure Alex can attest to this too, it's gone. Federally, it's gone. It's all bought and paid for. No one's standing for actual change or truth. Maybe save two out of the whole D.C. A Yugoslavian proverb said, if you wish to know what a man is, place him in authority. And that is the truth. That is the truth. The only place that you can save America now would be in your local cities and counties. I say this a lot because I think the message has not yet really been received yet that that's the only place we have left. We still want to cling to federally we can have some impact. Anyone that gets the seat is put out by the party and the parties are corrupt. Right? People come to me about media all the time and I say, here's the media politician test. If the politicians hate you and want you to stop talking, then you're actually doing a great job. Keep it up. You're probably telling the truth if you're in media. And the politicians, if the politicians praise you and love your interviews, you should never be in media. Walk away. you should never be given a microphone. You have officially sold out, right? And I hope that message is received by media out there. And it probably won't be. But that's the sad part, is that if the politicians hate the media person now, it's usually because they're getting exposed by said media person. It's a great test to know if you're listening to truth or not. And here's the politician test for who to vote for. It's very, very simple. It's very simple. People want to go try to figure out what to ask them. And here's, I'm going to give you the biggest hint ever in vetting people for office. Okay. Ask the politician to talk about different times when that politician displayed any courage at all in their entire life and what they had to sacrifice in order to do that. They must give clear examples of hardcore sacrifice and courage being displayed. Otherwise, do never cast a vote for these people, right? With your conscience on board. You can't. Because really and truly nowadays, the two things that you need an officer are the knowledge and understanding of Bastiat the law.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Love the Beatles music, if you really want to know. I listen to it. I love it, actually. And I said they were an intelligence op. Now, no one that sent me an all caps yelling at me email could refute one single thing that I said. Not one. Isn't that amazing? Nothing. Took nothing to task. The only thing that they said is, you must not play a musical instrument. That is why you are after the Beatles now. And not everything's a conspiracy. Oh, honey, almost everything has been a conspiracy of people getting together to conspire. And Tavistock Institute was king of them, okay? A lot changed in the 60s. And you got to look at the 60s as a whole, because then you start to understand how much change that was unnatural to change itself, okay? And here's the other thing. I'm actually a guitar player. Most people don't know that about me. I was actually a guitar teacher. Yeah. A guitar teacher. I know plenty about music, okay? But I do know that there wasn't a single shred of evidence that they ever actually wrote a song. We were told they wrote music. But before they were discovered, and when they were in Germany, and of course that's where they actually started, not London, as the story goes, that they actually did not write any music that anyone knows of. They only sang My Bonnie, which was already an established song. So that doesn't count, right? And there were way too many things about their popularity and about what the media said about them, okay? So we have a thinking problem going on in America, but this actually applies to a lot of things that we think about, a lot of things. And I want to address that because I think everybody has a little of this. I probably have a little bit of it too, okay? And of course, when I got yelled at, I realized that people just want to believe what they believe, and they don't want to be nudged in a direction that they are not willing to look at or willing to take in the information. Whether you agree with me or not doesn't matter, okay? I could care less. You disagree? Great. Give me an argument. Tell me I'm wrong and tell me why. But no one could do that. It was all very, very, very emotional. And so here's the deal with with this. We had the 60s, okay? Music changed drastically, almost too drastically, if you ask me. We had the Lone Gunman. We had the Beatles offering up the new Buddhist, new kind of religious agenda of New Age. We had the drug culture on steroids. We had the women's lib movement on steroids, which was there to destroy women, actually, and destroy the family. And it's sickening what took place. Women didn't all get mad in the 60s for no apparent reason. They were told to be mad by the media. The Tavistock Institute was going strong. And this is why we had so much change within that decade. It was a decade after the infiltration into the media, the Washington Post, and psychological operations. The intelligence agencies never really were going to do very, very much work on foreign ground. Most of the work they did was right here. And you can see evidence of that because here they are formed in 47, and all of a sudden the 50s and 60s changed so drastically, completely unnatural to any other decade or two decades in history. How did that happen? Right? We blame it on culture. We blame it on, well, it was just what it is. Laurel Canyon, the people that were trucked into Laurel Canyon, and then they made Laurel Canyon the big item of the 60s. Most of the people involved there, most of the artists they brought in, were sons and daughters of intelligence operatives. Some of them came from D.C. The Doors? Yeah. There were a lot of people that were sort of trucked in, and then all of a sudden had this unique groovy sound for no reason. Do you feel played yet? Just a little. Music would never change that drastically. And then, of course, there was some footage that I posted on Facebook under the Kate Daly Show Facebook page, and it was a clip of 1966, our trip to the moon. NASA put up some footage. You can see the wires holding the guy up because the legs never move. They're at such an odd angle. You can tell he's in a harness. And he's floating around the capsule as if he's actually doing something. And all they keep, all Walter Cronkite keeps talking about in 1966 is the umbilical cord that he's attached to. And he just keeps getting tangled up in it. Not really doing much, but you can see Earth off in a distance. It was interesting that NASA was called NACA to start with. We got the Nazi scientists over here from World War II, and then all of a sudden we got this program that went from planes and the NACA, okay, to NASA, space. Very interesting time. And isn't it interesting that that it was named after Greek gods? Apollo, Artemis. Did anyone ever wonder about that and why that was the case? I just read some interesting pieces on people that are into, say, witchcraft and Satanism, who love the Greek god theories, okay, who really take these to heart and how much crossover there is. It was a really interesting research that I was doing lately, because when NACA changed over, right, and became this thing that we were about to spend a lot of money in, wink, wink, okay, it was kind of interesting that it was really after and during the inception of turning things into the CIA. So that was kind of interesting. And a lot of it came out of, or most of it, or all of it, came out of Langley. And they even admit that with the person that actually started the naming of everything under the Apollo, under the Greek gods. Is really, really interesting. Greek mythology was used as a means to explain the environment in which humankind lived, the natural phenomena that witnessed in the passing of time of the days and months and the seasons. Greek myths were connected to religion, but explained the origin in the lives of the gods, so it wasn't actually God. It's godless. And what it is 12 basic gods are the reason for the creation of Mother Earth, who I apparently spit us out. I don't know. I guess we don't have a creator. Mother Earth did it. Anyway, it was a reason to describe all of that and to put the heavyweight on nature and on the environment as the creation of us and the creation of all things. It's interesting that it's 12. Christ had 12 apostles, and then there's the 12 Greek gods. I've always found that kind of strange. But NASA named its missions after that, thanks to Abe Silverstein. He was the one that started that. And there's so much about NASA that has never added up. I gave you the reasons, I think, last week as to why they can't go into space. They don't have food that doesn't have germs in it. Mm-hmm. Don't have enough insulation to keep them warm. Mm-hmm. And rechargeable batteries. Sure. Anyway, I believe it, right? So here you have this whole NASA crazy going on, and people are finally starting to figure it out. They're finally starting to figure out what a money laundering scheme this has been for such a long time. And then the billionaires, interesting that they're building bunkers. I think they were putting all their money into space. So if things go crazy, why don't they just go up? Maybe because they can't. Maybe because those bunkers are there for a reason. It is interesting, though, that they're putting their money into space, and they all have the exact same interest. I've always found that kind of funny. The high-profile billionaires all putting their money into space. Maybe it's a money laundering operation that works both ways. I'll just throw that out there. Of course, I'm going to come right back. I have a lot more to share with you and a lot more insights along the way that I've learned along the way. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, and a big thank you for Alex supporting my research and my work and being on. It's a gift, and I appreciate you spending your time because I know you care about this country, and I know you probably wouldn't be watching this if you didn't. And I think one of the most important things that I've seen over the last 13 years has been this thing about courage and curiosity. You know, when I ask these questions about NASA, and I realized how many people were involved at Langley that brought us NASA, and the German scientists involved that were full-on Nazis that brought us NASA. And then all of a sudden, we go to the moon, and then we can't go back for 50 years, and we still can't go back. So they're offering their little chip as, you know, well, we're gonna land something on the moon. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, and I wish people would actually really look into it and then find out for themselves. And it doesn't matter if you agree with me or not. It's never mattered to me. The thing about asking questions is really the biggest problem we have in America. We don't ask enough questions. We don't compare and contrast history. We don't know our history. And so we all have a lot of work to do in that department, and none of us is off the hook. I do feel like at some point we're all going to be asked by the Lord that, what did you do for freedom? What did your life amount to? When did you stand up? And I think the answer to that is very, very important. What are you going to say? What are you going to offer up? You know, there was a meme about Assange, and it was talking about, he was asked what his greatest disappointment was. And learning that even intelligent people can be cowards, and that courage is a much rarer attribute than intelligence. True. You know, it's not like we're going to be beheaded in the United States for standing up for some truth. We're not. We're probably, if you speak the truth on social media or to your friends or family, you're probably not going to be thrown in jail at this point. Could be, depending on what you are going to actually talk about or whistleblow on. But for the most part, most of us, we don't really face anything great or catastrophic for standing up for the truth. So why do we fear so much? Why is it so hard for us to break away from the pack and display any courage at all? I was in a meeting once where a person threw me under the bus, hardcore, and afterwards came to me and said in a very weak, wuss bag kind of way, oh, I'm so weak and you're so strong and you're standing up for the truth. And I don't have that. I don't have that. And I just thought, what a wuss. What a mealy mouthed little wuss, right? And really what the person was saying was, I want you to still like me even though I threw you under the bus. So therefore, I'm just going to let you know that I'm weak. You know, courage isn't an attribute that some have and some don't. True. True story. It's like a bicep. We can all exercise it. Some are bigger than others. Some are tiny. Okay. But we can all exercise them, the same muscle. Courage is not an attribute. It is something that we do. It's an action. Okay. So to bow out of truth and to say that you don't possess that is absolutely asinine, isn't it? How we analyze information, our belief in information, and then our utter belief in taking in new information, and just because we don't want to believe it, we pretend that it can't be true emotionally, is hurting us as a country. Curiosity is one of the things we are missing out on the most. It truly is. And there's a problem with it. You know, in my state, I have a treasonous little governor who loves to clink glasses with Biden. He licks Biden's boots as much as he possibly can. In fact, there's a photo of him standing right in the back, standing up when Hormala is sitting at a table. And he'll do anything to get a photo op with these jokers, and will do anything to prop himself up for the New World Order. But he pretends to be a conservative. And we have to put up with this little effeminate guy, okay? Tucker Carlson called him the bald Gavin Newsom. He and Mitt Romney are all in on just taking the Great Salt Lake, which is full of lithium mining, by the way, and stripping our abilities to keep it the way it is. And of course, they came out with the drought narrative, and the drought narrative has penetrated the West. Okay. And they keep coming up with this. And every single time you hear about this, please understand what a lie it is. God did not put us on the earth to give us a scarcity of water so that governments could control us. Okay. There's plenty of water. And if you notice, we did just fine when government wasn't always at the control knobs for our water, didn't we? But the second that the government became the quintessential part of control for water and utilities, all of a sudden scarcity came. Interesting. They used to say that or they still say that Lake Powell is diminishing, right? And they try to show these pictures. But what they did actually was back in 1980, they had it at 3,700 feet. And 3,700 feet was actually the height. Then what they did 30 years, 40 years later was tell you that that height was its average. So they turned the height of what it actually reached in its heyday after the 1960s, and they turned that into an average so that anything that fell below the average must be a drought. That's how they monkey with the numbers. That's how they lie and deceive. That's what they do. Okay? And what's interesting about that is that they keep selling the lie, even though you can go back and you can notice exactly when they talk about drought. And this message is for everybody, okay? Because it was filled in 1967, but they had to raise the number so it constantly looked like we were without water. That's the lie. Now, as we move forward and you hear a lot more about drought, a lot more about drought, and you will, and the governments in my area, in my very conservative area, which used to be conservative, but they're lying thugs, are lying about this to everybody and putting in regulations, smart cities, and conservation numbers like crazy to get people to think that conservation is the only way out of it. It's not. Water is right underfoot. Go watch the movie Mully. You'll love it. Mully was a great documentary about finding water in Africa and what kind of faith the man had to have in order to know where to drill down for water. And that source of water has been plentiful and renewable ever since. But we're not raised to think in those terms. We're raised to think that water only comes from snowpack and rain. We know they manipulate the weather. It's already been in documents and treaties. So to say that's a conspiracy is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it sounds stupid by the person saying it because there's so much evidence to say that they weather manipulate. And so when I'm looking at the future and I'm understanding these things and I'm seeing these lies, when you speak out about the truth resonates. It has a power. It has an ability to settle in your soul and you can't unknow it. That's the most special part about truth. And there are a lot of deliverers of truth. And we need to be open to information to know exactly how this Truman Show really is. And it's deep. It goes deeper than most people can even fathom. And I know it rocks people's world. But you know what? People have jumped on the conservation bandwagon as if it's the only way out without even asking a single question. I actually contacted the State Water Board to tell them about primary water. Primarywater.org is a great resource to learn about water right underfoot. Okay? How do you think we continued on in the Middle East and in all these desert areas, we knew where to go for water? Sometimes it's up closer to the surface. Sometimes it's not. You have to drill down pretty deep. Doesn't mean it's inaccessible, though. And it's right underfoot. Okay? So to sell these lies to us over and over and over again, all they do is bring on more regulation. All they do is bring on more talking points for terrible politicians to sell you more lies, like they're going to do something about it. But it's usually erring on the side of conservation instead of the truth. Instead of the truth. And this is where you and I and all of those listening could actually change the world, because it doesn't take very many people to change thought. To change what we know, to change and have people understand the truth. It takes a small army. It always has in the past. Taken a small group of people to change things. We can change the education in this country if we try. We can change because we have curiosity and courage to do it. So be one of those people. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Today would be random. A lot of random things I really wanted to share with you. Never enough time to do it, of course. And I always so appreciate you tuning in. And there's a couple of things on my mind, a couple of things that I've noticed. Number one, I did see an actual good movie. I know, it's a shocker. You mean Hollywood put out a good movie? No, actually, the Christians actually put out a great movie, which I'm so proud of and so excited about. But I love that we can actually see some good entertainment once in a while. And I love The Chosen, but I love the movie Ordinary Angels. It's a great movie. Go see it. It's uplifting. Puts a little hope back in humanity. And Hilary Swank is in it, and also Alan Richardson, who plays Reacher. And it's a fantastic true story. And I'll tell you what, when people rally, they rally. That's all I'm going to tell you about it. In fact, don't even look up the story. Just go see it. Because I think you'll really enjoy it. And I don't ever recommend movies because Hollywood is so grotesque and so evil at this point that it's really hard for me to even go to the movies. But this movie was worth seeing. This movie is a good movie to take your family to, Ordinary Angels. I also, there was a couple things actually on my mind, but I also, there was a bill passing in my state. And so, of course, you know, if it passes in my state, you know that it's going to pass in 20 other states. as well. And that was coming lockdowns. Lockdowns not only for climate change that's coming, it doesn't even have to be here, because obviously it can't, because climate change, human-caused climate change doesn't exist. So they actually had to put into the bills coming climate change emergency. Doesn't even have to be proven, but they can lock you down. But this is an essential phrase that I want everyone to know about, because the tricksters in my state are mostly conservative. So if you live in a mostly conservative state, you probably got this too, because they're all so rank and the scumbaggery is just off the charts. But here's what they put down for lockdowns. If it's essential to furthering a compelling governmental interest. I'm quoting. Essential, if the lockdown is essential to furthering a compelling governmental interest. It's very broad. No matter how they want to do it, no matter what they want to do it for, the scumbaggery will lock you down in the name of a compelling governmental interest and the furthering of that. How sick is that? Yeah. And this is why it's such a good idea to worry about your state and your city and your county more so than the federal races. If the federal races meant anything, okay, we wouldn't, they wouldn't want you to talk about them, because they want to shove it in our faces that federal is the only thing to talk about, because honestly and truly, it's your state, your city, and your county that you have any impact on whatsoever. And mostly now just the city and county, which are all being turned into 15-minute cities. They will exist. Tracks are being laid. And that's why people like me, I was on a local hour, and I got censored off the local hour because the politicians wanted me to be censored. And I was one of the last radio show hosts that actually took on local government, that they had to silence me. And it's amazing to see around the country. Go look at your hosts, your local like radio, little radio hosts in every town and city in America that are only about local issues. They don't exist anymore. They're corporate owned. And they're also afraid of offending the politicians that they don't expose what they do. And so it takes some courage. You have to not want to be liked by anybody. And really, that's the most that can happen. Like I said, we're not going to be beheaded at this point, maybe in the future, but not right now. So it's actually really easy to be brave and have courage in America. It's just that people don't want to be called crazy, and they don't want people not to like them. And people really yearn for the politicians to love them. And we treat them like rock stars, which is really a mistake. They're probably the worst among us, seriously, because they do it with a smile. They do what they do and screwing you over with a smile, right? It's the Elon Musks. It's the people that you think are on your side, and they're truly not. So I have less respect for politicians than I do cockroaches at this point, after having to deal with them, interview them, and work with them. It's amazing what kind of horrible people they are at the heart. Because like the Yugoslavian proverb, you give a man authority, you get to see exactly who that person is, man or woman. And I've seen far too many women that are probably even more horrible than some of the men. Yeah, it's pretty gross. But they're passing stuff like this on you. They're laying the tracks. Okay? That's what's sad. Way too many lies, not enough questions. Not enough questions that we're asking. And we have this belief system that it's always the Democrats that make it so that we can't get anywhere. Oh, no. No, that's not true. Most of the country is actually conservative. If we truly wanted to get somewhere and hold feet to the fire, we could have gotten a lot of liberty restored. But when the people are playing both sides, when they're actually throwing the game, which they're doing, in all the states, all the governors, and in D.C., they're throwing the game, and they're not letting you know about it. That's what's sad, and that's what we have to try to deal with, is the fact that we let it get this bad. A couple other random things, because I told you this was going to be random. I know, kind of crazy. But I did interview a CIA viewer. You guys know what that program is. It was outed in the mid-90s. And who knows if they could do actually what they say they could do. I don't know. The rate of success, they said, was around 80%. Who knows? They sit in a room, they're given a question by number so that no imagination can be in play, and they give the answer to that number. They're supposed to get in the minds of in like a clairvoyant sort of a way, in the minds of the enemy or a visualization of something, or, you know, across the pond or whatever. And then they give these answers sitting in a room. Okay. And this government program went on for years, as we've been told. Okay. Out in the mid 90s. And so one of the viewers, really nice guy, I interviewed, and I said, okay, well, he said he was tasked with seeing from 1999 to 2050. And I said, well, what did you see? Because I just wanted to know what he would offer up and what he saw. And he said, I saw a lot of natural disasters happening one after the other. Not natural, sorry, man-made disasters happening one after the other. And I thought that was really interesting because we're talking a lot about outages. We're talking a lot about things that are coming. And they can blame a lot on the climate, right? To grow that lie, they can blame everything on the climate if they want to. And like I said, in the bills, it's only coming climate. They don't even have to actually ever prove it for lockdown status. But they're going to tell us that all of these disasters, all of these floods, all of the fires, all of the earthquakes, everything is done by natural means and it won't be. But he said that's really what he saw a lot of, and a lot of death resulted as because of those things in the future. He didn't see foreign troops on our land. He didn't see things like that. But he did see a lot of disaster after disaster after disaster because it was so easy to blame on climate. And, of course, you know they'll blame mysterious hackers, even though they're the ones doing it, our government, our intelligence agencies, our military intelligence is much bigger than even our CIA. But both combined with the Mossad and with other intelligence groups will do things like that and will blame it on mysterious other countries, whatever. Anyway, we'll probably believe it, which will be sad for us, but we probably will. It's just the state of where we're at, I think, intellectually in this country. It's hard for us to take in new information. It's hard for us to have courage, even though there's not a whole lot at stake. The biggest thing that could probably happen to you is you could lose your job under the right circumstances for displaying any type of courage. Because I'm sorry, people being upset at you, people being mad at you isn't enough reason not to stand up for the truth. Okay? So we have to display more courage and we have to get a backbone in this country. And if people look at you weird, so what? I'd rather answer to God that I did everything for this country rather than think that people were looking at me sideways so I stay silent? No. No, that is not who we are. If you're listening to this and you understand more truth than other people, then you have the ability to speak out and tell people about that truth consistently, no matter what the cost, no matter what the consequence. Do what is right, let the consequence follow, but always do what is right. You've got it in you. It's part of you. There's a reason you know what you know. And there's a reason that the group is probably always going to be very small that actually understand what's happening and must lead. We have to lead. We have to do what's right. You have to stand up. It's okay if people call you crazy. Do you know it doesn't really hurt? Who cares? Who cares if you're not friends with the politicians? They're scumbags anyway. Who cares? Don't be a wussbag. That's my message. Don't you just love that word, wussbag? Don't be that. Be the person with courage that stands up for what's right. And at the end of your life, I think you'll be really grateful that you did. We're lacking curiosity in this country. We are lacking the ability to ask questions and to find out what fakeries are among us. Invest yourself in that knowledge. Invest yourself in that education. And then speak broadly and use your voice while you can. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing you can't overcome right now. I'm Kay Daly for the Alex Jones Show. So glad you joined me in this hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.